the proclamation of the Christmas gospel, the good news of Christmas by our children, never ceases to amaze and to amuse the whole congregation. And the gospel itself never ceases to amaze and to amuse the whole world for what it tells us about who God is. Many people don't believe in God at all. And in the way the world is going today, God help them. If you have no God to rely on, you haven't got much left to go for. Many people do believe in a God, but they believe in a God who is the creator, like a watchmaker, sets the world in being, walks away and leaves it to its own devices. Other people believe in a God who is involved in the world the same way that the IRS is involved in your life, as a tax collector, an internal auditor, a God who's always looking for something that you've done wrong, something that you owe God for. And these people may be the unhappiest of them all. But the God that the Jewish people believe in is a God who has spoken to us, a God who cares for us, a God who makes a covenant with us, who says, "You will be my people, and I will be your God." That's a whole different God than the watchmaker God or the internal auditor God. But at Christmas, we get that same tune played in an even more brilliant key. God reveals God's self is one who loves us enough to give us God's own Son to be one of us, to take our nature, the Almighty Eternal Word, the only begotten Son of the Father, takes flesh, becomes one of us, is born a helpless infant to a poor family, in an obscure corner of the Jewish world, in an even more obscure corner of the Roman world, and is laid to rest in a feed box. We call it a manger because it sounds much more elegant. It's a feed box in a stable. Have you ever really been in a stable? Let's say that the animals do not clean up after themselves 100%. It smells. It's not the place you'd want to have a baby. It's surely not the place you'd want to be born. But it's the place where Mary had her baby. It's the place where Jesus was born. Taking on human life at the very bottom. He lives a full human life and dies a full human death. Even unto death on a cross. That whole incarnation process that begins at Bethlehem and ends on a hill outside of Jerusalem is the Son of God becoming one with us in the fullness of our humanity. Because of that gift, we can become one with God in the fullness of God's divinity. Our God is a God who loves us enough to give us God's own Son as the absolute sign that God will take us as God's daughters and sons. That good news is what transcends all else that happens in the world, all else that happens in our lives. It is that good news that sparks tonight's festival, that sparks the scurrying home to bed after Mass tonight, get home early, get to sleep quickly, so that Santa Claus can come. It's what sparks the presents from Santa Claus. It's what sparks the family gathering and the dinner tomorrow. It's what sparks our whole lives. It's what makes the world work for us. God loves us enough to give us God's own Son as one of us, in the simplicity and the messiness, in the glory and the pain, in the joy and the sorrow of our humanity. God shares completely with us, and we in turn may share completely with God. Merry Christmas.